ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो चायं उदितयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अपाद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया भगवती उत्तमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 16th chapter, text number 7. Shuchayusham Ninam Anga Matyanam Vitam Ichatam Iho Pahuto Bhagavam Mityuhu Shamicha Kamani Shucha Yusham Ninam Anga Matyanam Ritam Ichatam Iho Pahuto Bhagavam Mityu Shamicha Kamani Shucha Yusham Ninam Anga Matyanam Rita Ichatam Iho Pahuto Bhagavam Mityu Shamicha Kamani Shucha Yusham Ninam Anga Matyanam Ritam Ichatam Iho Pahuto Bhagavam Mityu Shamicha Kamani Iho Pahuto Bhagavam Mityu Shamicha Kamani Mityu Shamicha Kamani Shuchayishamyanga Matyanarita Ichatam Iho Pahuto Bhagavam Nirishamichalai Shucha, very small. Ayusham, of the duration of life. Ninam, of the supreme beings. Oh, sorry, of the human beings. Anga, O Sudha Goswami. Matyanam.
Of those who are sure to meet death.
Ritam.
Eternal life.
Ichatam.
Of those who desire it.
Iha.
Hearing.
Upahutaha.
Caught for being present.
Bhagavam.
Representing the Lord.
Mrityuhu.
The controller of death, Yamaraj.
Shamicha.
Suppressing.
Kamani.
Performances.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai.
Translation. O Sutta Goswami, there are those amongst men who desire freedom from death and get eternal life. They escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death, Yamaraj.
Purport.
The living entity, as he develops from lower animal life to a higher human being and gradually to higher intelligence, becomes anxious to get free from the clutches of death. Modern scientists try to avoid death by physiochemical advancement of knowledge. But alas, the controller of death, Yamaraj, is so cruel that he does not spare even the very life of the scientist himself. The scientist who puts forward the theory of stopping death by advancement of scientific knowledge becomes himself a victim of death when he is caught by Yamaraj. What to speak of stopping death? No one can enhance the short period of time even by a fraction of a moment. The only hope of suspending the cruel slaughtering process of Yamaraj is to call him to hear and chant the holy name of the Lord. Yamaraj is a great devotee of the Lord, and he likes to be invited to kirtans and sacrifices by the pure devotees, who are constantly engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, the great sages, headed by Shonaka and others, invited Yamaraj to attain the sacrifice performed at Naimisharanya. This was good for those who did not want to die.
Translation again.
O Sula Goswami, there are those who amongst men who desire freedom from death and get eternal life, they escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death, Yamaraj.
Om Gyanat Minandasya Gyananjana Shrakaya Chakshu Umanitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Vishnu Krishna Smanita Mora Vishnu Swami
Vishnu. Yesterday, I did the Google search, and I got a statistical figure. So the statistical figure says that 6,316 people die each hour in the world. So that means every day there are 151 and 600 people die every day like that. And that is 55.3 million people die each year on this earthly planet. Just like, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that this world is actually called Mrityuloka. Mrityuloka means the place of is a loka, is a planet of death. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, Mityu Sarvam Harascham. Krishna says, I'm all devouring death. As soon as a man is born, he dies at every moment. So that death is devouring every living entity at every moment. But the last stroke is called death itself. And that death is Krishna. As for future development, all humanity undergoes six basic changes. They are born, they grow, they remain for some time, they are reproduced, and they dwindle, and finally they vanish. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb, and that is Krishna. The first generation is the beginning of all future activities. So this is actually inevitable. We know that, like Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, actually, the modern scientists, they try to avoid death by physiochemical advancement of knowledge. But alas, the controller of death, Yamaraj, is so cruel that he does not spare even the very life of the scientist himself. It reminds me in China that since ancient times, there are so many, wonderful doctors. Yeah, they are really, trying very hard to save the life, of the people. But where are they now? Like Srila Prabhupada say, even the scientists, themselves, they cannot save their own life. So how can they save the life of the other people? So those doctors, although they are trying very hard to save the life of the other people, but they themselves, they have to die too. So that means their endeavor is actually useless, Yeah. And there are so many people in the history, they are really trying to become immortal by practicing yoga, by practicing severe austerities. Like, Hiranyakasipu. See, Hiranyakasipu, in order to become immortal, he practiced very severe austerity at Mandara Mountain. So we all know that Hiranyakasipu, he stood actually on his toes, and put his hand up and chant the pranam mantra to Lord Brahma. His austerity is so severe and so powerful. At one point, even strong fire emanated from his head. And that fire is so strong, even the denizens from the heavenly planets, they were feeling hot. And finally, they have to approach Lord Brahma, to solve this problem. And then Lord Brahma came, to the place where Hiranyakasipu is practicing austerities. But in the beginning, they couldn't find him. because Hiranyakasipu, he practiced austerity so long that all the flesh of his body was eaten by ants, you know, and bugs in the forest. So only the bones left. But still, Hiranyakasipu was so powerful that his life air still there. It was still there. And actually, his body was covered by the all the, you know, dust. Anthill, yes. Yeah, it was covered by the anthill, yeah. Of course, finally, Lord Brahma found him. And he sprinkled some water from his Kamadenu. Yeah. But that water is not ordinary water. It is said it's actually a spiritual water. So as soon as Lord Brahma sprinkled some water on the body of Hiranyakasipu, immediately, you know, he got a very young, fresh body. And then we know that Hiranyakasipu start to ask benediction from Lord Brahma. So he asked Lord Brahma that he will not be killed by any divine entities, not to be killed in any place, whether in the air, on the land, or on the water. And he will not die in the daytime or nighttime. And he will not be killed by any weapon. And he will not be killed by any human being, animal, demigod, or any other entities, living or non-moving. And Lord Brahma, you know, he granted him all the benedictions. So Hiranyakasipu was thinking, now I'm become immortal. Yeah, but, you know, we all know that finally he was killed by Lord Nrisingadev. Yeah. It is said that Mare Krishna Rakhe Kheer, Radhe Krishna Rakhe Kheer, right? Right? Yes, thank you. If Krishna wants to protect someone, you know, nobody can kill him. But if Krishna wants to kill someone, then nobody can, you know, protect him. The same thing is true with a big demon, Ravana. Yeah. We know that Ravana, he was actually a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But when Ravana, when he was fighting with Lord Ram, he was in great danger. And at that time, Lord Shiva's wife, Parvati, he was telling her husband, look, you know, your devotee, Ravana, is in great danger. Why don't you do something to help him? And Lord Shiva said, if Krishna wants to kill him, what can I do? So, it's like that. If Krishna wants to kill someone, then no one can protect him, even Lord Shiva. But if Krishna wants to protect someone, then no one can kill him, like Prahlad Maharaj. Yeah. You know, we all know that Prahlad Maharaj, he is the son of the big demon Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyakasipu, he tried all kinds of ways to try to kill him. You know, he was trying to pierce him with the chaitan, or put Prahlad Maharaj in the boiling oil, or push him down from the hill, but he cannot be killed. He was protected by Krishna. Like the Bhagavad Gita saying, Kaunteya Parijanihi Dame Bhakta Pranashati. Krishna tells Arjuna that you should go and declare it boldly that my devotee shall never be vanquished.
Yeah.
So Krishna is actually always, you know, protecting his devotees like that. It reminds me another story of, you know, Dhruva Maharaj in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dhruva Maharaj's, you know, example is really a perfect example for us. Because, you know, people might ask, yes, we all have to die, but you devotee will also die. But actually from the story of Dhruva Maharaj, we could understand that the death of the devotees and the non-devotees, they are different. Yeah, they are different. So here it is said, we know Dhruva Maharaj practiced, you know, severe austerity in the forest in Vrindavan. Madhuvam, in the Madhuvam forest in Vrindavan. Under the guidance of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. Dhruva Maharaj, he was sitting on one leg with a pose like this and chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, like that. And finally, you know, after 5 months of practicing, of austerity there, Lord Vishnu personally come and see him. And, you know, gave him all the benedictions. And then, you know, after some time, you know, ruling the country, country that his father left for him. At the end of his life, there is a golden plane coming to pick up Dhruva Maharaj. So when it is said here that when Dhruva Maharaj was attempting to get on the transcendental plane, he saw this personified approaching. So, you know, just as Dhruva Maharaj tried to aboard the transcendental plane, so the this personified approaching. So usually, you know, when this personified approach us, we'll become very frightened, afraid. Yeah. And because of that, many people, Livio, are either Pastu and Yulian like that, you know. They are so frightened. They are so afraid. But it was not that case with Dhruva Maharaj. Actually, here it is said that not caring for death, however, Dhruva Maharaj took advantage of the opportunity to put his feet on the head of death. And as he got up on the airplane, which was as big as a house. So that airplane, golden plane, is as big as a house. It's a huge plane. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explained that actually the death of the devotees and the death of the non-devotees, they are completely different. Just like, you know, a cat, he carries its kittens in its mouth, And it also can catch a rat in its mouth. So Prabhupada said here, superficially, the catching of a rat and the kitten appear to be one and the same. But actually, they are not. When the cat catches the rat in its mouth, it means death for that rat. Whereas when the cat catches the kitten enjoys it. So that is the difference. Yeah, that is the difference. So, for the devotees, this is actually an opportunity, you know, to go back to Krishna. So the devotees, they are abhayam. They are not afraid of death. Yeah. It is said here, when Jaya Maharaj boarded the airplane, he took advantage of the arrival of this personified, who came to offer him obeisances. Putting his feet on the herd of death, he got up on the unique airplane, which is described here to be as big as a house. So I just stop here. You know, are there any questions and comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Just thank you for a nice class. Just a couple of comments. I was reading a biology textbook one time, and it has the same process of birth, growth, byproducts, and death. Like that. That's one comment.
Is there any microphone? Let just wait a while. Let the devotees on the internet also here. That's a good point, bro.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, bro.
Hare Bo. The other comment is, you know, there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bayam Dvitiya Vinavesha Tasyad Ishara Peksha Viparyo Smritihi, that, you know, fear arises when we see our interest is different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we are taking shelter, like the cat has its cub in its mouth, it actually means love.
Right.
And the rat, it means death.
Right.
So when the devotee leaves his body, it's actually he's getting eternal life.
Exactly.
And when those who are not devotees, they leave their body, they're getting recycled in the birth and death again. And in fact, Lord Rishabhdev says that lolam pramartha kurute vikarma yadindriya aptinatinoti. I mangled the second line, probably the first. But it says that actually the living entity should not take a body. We have this body currently because of our previous activities from last life. So if we finish up our activities and not increase it by sense gratification, because of sense gratification, it creates our new body. So if we engage in Krishna's service and we take be an instrument for Krishna, we're not creating new karma. We finish our karma. Therefore, there's no need to accept a new body. So, and he goes on to say, Nasadi manye yata atmano na asannapi klesha dayasa deha, that this is not good, you know, to continue enjoying one's senses because this is going to guarantee an acceptance of a new body. So, anyway, thank you for a nice class. I just wanted to...
That's why it is said here that we have to invite, you know, Yamaraj to come to attain our harinams and sacrifices. Yeah, because, you know, that's the only way, you know, to avoid death, you know. Any other questions and comments? That's a wonderful point, Prabhu. So we will stop here. Gantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.
That's how you turn it on.
Jai, he go, he go. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu.
I want to ask, is it okay if I ask you for your garland?
Oh,
we have a special devotee coming.
Sure, Prabhu.
I'll just give it to him.
Sure.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you.